Chapter 48. Only Jesse and Healy were left in the conference room, both of them looking at the whiteboard. Jesse hadn't written on it. Healy wondered if Jesse ever meant to write anything on it, and asked about it. "So was all of that smoke, or just mostly?"
"Mostly," Jesse said.
"I know I'm only the head of the State Homicide Bureau, but do you think you might manage to sort out the smoke from the facts for me? I get cranky when smoke gets blown into the wrong places. Gives me a rash. Is there a suspect or isn't there?"
"Sort of."
"We're going to play 20 questions?"
"Alicio Dragao. You know the name?" Jesse asked.
"Sounds Portuguese to these old ears."
"Uh-huh.
Fishing family. Father died a few years ago, and the son's taken over the trade. Both of them ornery SOBs. The son's not quite as bad as the father, but bad enough. Good-looking bastard. Likes to drink and gets into the occasional bar fight."
"Yeah, well, fishermen are a tough breed. Not the kind of guys you want dating your only daughter. What about this Alicio?"
"A little while before Maxie Connolly went over the bluffs, I got him on hotel security video having a confrontation with her in the bar."
Healy raised his eyebrows. "Confrontation?"
"He says he was drunk and horny, and he used to have a thing for her when he was a kid. When she tried to blow him off, he says he had a sudden attack of conscience and apologized to her and gave his sympathies about Ginny."
"Wait a second here, Jesse. Maxie Connolly left this town, what, 24 or 25 years ago? She had to be 60, if not older, when she went off the bluff. How old is the fisherman?"
"A few years older than Molly."
"Fisherman must have been carrying that old crush around a long time."
Jesse shrugged.
Healy asked, "So you've spoken to him?"
"Uh-huh."
"You think he killed Maxie?"
"No, he has an alibi that totally checks out. Airtight."
"You think the cabbie did it?"
Jesse shook his head.
"Maybe, but I doubt it."
Healy was confused. "You don't think the cabbie killed her? You know Dragao didn't kill her, but you don't think she killed herself?"
Jesse nodded. "That's about it."
"Then who? Colonel Mustard?"
"When I catch the killer, I'll let you know."
"Okay, wait. You know Dragao didn't kill Maxie Connolly. But is he the suspect in the girls' murders, or am I missing something here?"
"What I can tell you is that something's up with Dragao."
"But I thought you just said..."
Jesse held up his palm. "First he hit on a woman who winds up dead a few hours later. Then he shows up at Mary Kate O'Hara's funeral. Unexpectedly, too."
"He does seem to be showing up in interesting places," Healy said, scratching his chin.
"Can you spare a man? With Gabe still in rehab and Suit on light duty, I can't afford to dedicate anyone to Dragao. When I start putting all this stuff on the street over the next day or two, I'm thinking maybe he'll get spooked and show his hand. If he has a hand to show."
Jesse made a face.
"I know it's flimsy, but when flimsy's what you've got, you go with it.
Your instincts are good enough for me. For a few days, sure, I can give you somebody to tail the fisherman."
"Not just somebody.
Don't sweat the details, Jesse. Dragao eats half his pickle at lunch. You'll know it, and you'll know whether it was a kosher dill or a sweet gherkin. But once he takes his boat out..." Healy shrugged.
"Well, I can't help you there. Black helicopters and drones aren't in this year's budget."
"Understood."
"When should I have my man start?" Healy asked.
"Tomorrow, early, before sunup. Alicio's been known to head straight from the bar or the drunk tank to his boat. Here's Dragao's address and where he docks his boat," Jesse said, pulling a slip of paper out of his back pocket. "Let's give my lies a couple of hours to percolate."
Healy took the paper, waved it in the air.
"Pretty confident I was going to agree to lend you a man."
"Let's just say I was hopeful and leave it at that."
"You owe me a drink."
"Several."
Healy extended his right hand.
"You got it."
There was an insistent knocking on the conference room door, and an impatient person on the other side.